This is KJZZ Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast, a daily digest of Arizona news as reported by our KJZZ news team. We have made it to Friday indeed, also the first day of May on this May 1st, 2026. Thanks for being here. And let's get right into the news. Well, congressional Democrats pushed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth during a Senate committee hearing yesterday to justify a proposed $1.5 trillion military spending plan amid the United States' ongoing war with Iran. Greg Hawney was listening in.
Arizona Senator Mark Kelly asked why such a budget was needed and how long it would take to restock weapon stockpiles used during the conflict. The U.S. has reportedly hit tens of thousands of targets in Iran, diminishing stashes of sophisticated weapons. Hegseth told Kelly it would take months to years to replenish U.S. ammunition. Kelly criticized Hegseth's approach to the war.
The Strait of Hormuz is closed. The Iranian regime is in place. The nuclear material still in their hands. Americans are being crushed by higher costs, and it's not clear to them at all what the goal of this war is.
Kelly sued Hegseth earlier this year, claiming the defense secretary has sought to punish the senator for his political views. Neither mentioned the lawsuit in the hearing. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Meanwhile, Arizona Republican lawmakers now want to redraw the state's congressional districts following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on Wednesday that altered redistricting laws. From the Politics Desk, Cameron Sanchez has more on that.
The ruling against a, quote, unconstitutional racial gerrymander in Louisiana could have repercussions here in Arizona. Senate President Warren Peterson says Republican legislators plan to file a lawsuit challenging Arizona's congressional maps, a maneuver that could force Arizona's Independent Redistricting Commission to redraw those maps mid-decade.
I mean, how they'd be different is you take out the, you basically don't base it on race anymore. So you look at all the other factors, except for race.
Traditionally, Arizona and other states redraw congressional and legislative district lines every 10 years, in alignment with new census data. Unlike other states where Democratic and Republican lawmakers have sought to redraw congressional maps ahead of the midterm elections, potential new maps in Arizona likely wouldn't take effect until the 2028 election cycle. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the small town of Kearney, Arizona, in Pinal County, says it has bought more time to solve its water crisis. The town was slated to run out of water in July, but local officials say that's been pushed back to August or September now. Alex Hager has the latest.
Residents have brought down water use by more than 30% over the past 2 weeks. Mayor Curtis Stacy says conservation efforts have been a big help in the short term, while the town works on a deal to secure more water in the long term.
We've had a very positive reaction from the people that are in a position to help us, and we're all working toward a viable and mutually agreeable solution to this.
The town pulls water from the drought-stricken Gila River. There's not enough in the river this year for Kearney to take its share, so the town could forge a deal with another user, like a mining company, farm district, or Native American tribe, to use some of theirs. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A campaign backing a ballot measure seeking to reform the state's school voucher program is accusing a rival effort of using underhanded and potentially illegal tactics to sway Arizona voters. We go back to our politics team, and here's Wayne Schutzke with that story.
Two groups are trying to put their school voucher reforms on the ballot in November. Protect Education Now, which is backed by the state's largest teachers union, would make a number of changes, including restricting non-education purchases and putting in place an income cap. The campaign accused signature gatherers with a competing group called Fortify AZ of spreading misinformation and physically obstructing people working for the rival campaign. Jim Barton, an attorney for Protect Education Now, claimed that violates a law against using coercion to block petition signers.
Yeah, we're seeing amped up, you know, physically moving between the signer and the petition gatherer, you know, sort of very loudly, you know, trying to interrupt the things that are going on.
Fortify AZ, which is backed by the pro-voucher American Federation for Children, called the allegations ridiculous in a statement. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, as the summer approaches, organizations that serve the valley's unhoused residents are seeking donations of bottled water. Catherine Davis-Young has more.
Phoenix's downtown hub for homeless services, Key Campus, expects to distribute more than 500,000 bottles of water to people in need this summer. Keys to Change will host Thirst Aid water donation events monthly through September. The first event is Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. Kim Bodwin with Keys to Change says donors can drive up to the campus to drop off cases of water, and volunteers will be on hand to help unload cars.
This is a tangible, easy thing that you can do to give back and help out and support your fellow man.
Keys to Change also accepts monetary donations for heat relief, and the organization is looking for volunteers to help out with the water donation events. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Mexico says its own attorney general will investigate drug trafficking allegations from a grand jury indictment in U.S. District Court against officials in the Mexican state of Sinaloa. The charges are against 10 current and former government and law enforcement officials, including the sitting governor, alleging they shielded cartel members for years in exchange for bribes and political favor. Vonda Felbaugh Brown with the Brookings Institution says it's a major escalation of U.S. pressure on Mexico.
You know, I think it's a massive shot across the bow of corrupt relations in Mexico.
Sinaloa's governor and other defendants have denied the U.S.'s allegations against them and suggest they are politically motivated. Well, the Arizona Attorney General's office says a Phoenix policy restricting ICE's ability to use city property conforms with the infamous state law SB 1070, which was gutted by the courts. As Matthew Casey reports, what remains requires cities to not limit immigration enforcement.
The Phoenix regulation at issue means, without pre-approval from the city manager, ICE is banned from using city property as an operation base to stage units and to process people arrested. A state lawmaker claimed that this conflicts with Arizona law against restricting federal immigration enforcement. Now the attorney general says SB 1070 prohibits cities from limiting that enforcement, but it does not require cooperation beyond what federal law demands. The AG also says cities can constitutionally restrict federal government access to property. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Affordable housing is an issue facing communities across Arizona. 3D printed houses might be an answer, but as Connor Greenwald reports, builders say they're facing other challenges.
Tempe leaders from government, construction, and education met recently to discuss ways to develop affordable housing. Panelists discussed a wide range of issues and potential solutions surrounding affordable housing, including 3D printed houses and addressing labor shortages. Eric Silwick with Sunt Construction says labor shortages are the biggest contributor to rising housing costs.
If I'm a developer and I'm going to build affordable housing or housing in general, I can either pay an electrician the same amount to build something that's considered affordable, which a lot of people just equate to inexpensive, or I can pay the same wage to that electrician and build something that's higher income.
Silwick says misaligned incentives towards profit interferes with community housing development. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, summer is coming, and for the third year in a row, the city of Phoenix will operate a 24/7 heat relief site. As Catherine Davis-Young reports, the All Hours Cooling Center opens today.
The city is once again leasing a warehouse building downtown on West Jackson Street for its 24-hour cooling center. Last summer, more than 5,000 people sought heat relief here. And across Maricopa County last year, heat-related deaths decreased about 30%. City Council member Ana Hernandez says the round-the-clock services at this site are part of what saved lives.
Expanding access to safe, climate-resilient public spaces is not optional. It is our responsibility. One heat death is one too many.
The site will be open through September. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, baseball, Diamondbacks lose 2 of 3 in Milwaukee. They were blown out again by the Brewers 13-1 yesterday. In the series finale, starter Mike Soroka took much of the brunt. He gave up 8 early runs. His first loss in 5 decisions this season. And the good news is Arizona's Eldemaro Vargas went 2 for 4. He's now hit safely in each of his 23 games played this season. He has a 26-game overall streak dating back to last season. He'll try to keep it going as the D-backs start a weekend series at Wrigley Field against the Cubs. It starts later this morning, Arizona time. And that'll do it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast this Friday, May the 1st. I'm Phil Latzman. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll do it all again for you on Monday.